Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Hello, hello. I am going to do a one-off episode today on my own. I want to talk about a subject I've really been sort of percolating in my head. Letting go. I want to talk about letting go and moving on. Now, when I say letting go, it almost sounds sad, right? It sounds as if, you know, I broke up with my husband or something. And I did not. But this is not a sad podcast episode. And it's not really specifically about ADHD, at least not directly. But this is the deal. We with ADHD, we see things in very black and white ways. So there's winning and losing, passing and failing, acceptance, love, or rejection. And often this leads to us having a really hard time letting go of people and relationships and also some beliefs and patterns in our lives. And I've been talking more and more lately about, you know, what you believe about yourself and about ADHD and how impactful that is. So if you are anything like me, you do not catch the lesson that is layered in the middle of the shit sandwich. And what I mean by shit sandwich is that when you're going through the thing, the breakup, the divorce, the job loss, the business that didn't work out or whatever, it's really, really hard for you and I to come back from that. We don't do well with personal failure or rejection. And we often have trouble seeing how this current pain might benefit us in the future. And so I'm having a little moment of clarity here about letting some stuff go. And I'm going to share some of the beliefs and the patterns and even the people that I have been holding on to. So first, let's do people. Letting go of people. I have many examples of this, but I'm just going to use one. My grandfather turned 90 on July 3rd. July 3rd is something in my family. We have so many family members with the same birthday. I should really look that up. But both of my grandparents are aging. My grandmother is also 89. So we just moved them out of their house and into an assisted living situation, a really nice apartment, and they don't have to do as much. They don't have to cook. They don't have to clean. And they're safe there, which I like. But this is a really big deal for me, for all of us. But for me, it's big because I've always sort of clung to the idea, this version of my grandparents that made me feel safe and comfortable in the world. You know, my grandparents have always been active and hilarious and fiercely independent. And I literally couldn't picture them not available to me, not in their house waiting for me to call and picking up the phone. And I've always felt like, what am I going to do when they really get to that age? And I really believed I needed them. I needed them to be here to hold me up and to keep my head above water, because my entire life, when I felt like a failure or really hopeless or unwanted, my grandparents were always where I went because they were totally accepting and they just loved me. And there was nothing that was ever like, oh, Liz, you screwed up. You made a bad decision. So this is the thing with them aging and moving. They are no longer my life raft. I have to let that go. Their minds are not sharp and their bodies are failing them. If I want to talk to them, I have to call a new phone number because the same phone number I've used my whole life isn't there anymore. And I have to shout into the phone for them to hear me. It's totally different. And so I'm gonna release them from that responsibility. I'm gonna let that go. It is not their job to hold me up. I have to do that on my own. All right, letting go of fear. This is my second thing. I have been afraid my entire life. I cannot remember a time when I wasn't afraid of something. I was afraid of adults yelling when I was a little kid because there was so much yelling in my life. I was afraid of being sent to live with my dad and stepmom because I was always threatened with that. And I was afraid of just being alone on the playground. Like, I thought it meant something about me. But we're humans. You and I are both humans, and we are afraid of many things, big things, little things, physical pain, rejection, failure, cancer, whatever. We all have our stuff. And sometimes I blame my ADHD brain, my emotional dysregulation, for not taking action, for inaction, and for making poor decisions and having poor judgment. Sometimes I blame my brain for that. And yes, ADHD makes me less motivated sometimes, and I feel less rewarded even when I do the thing. But really, when I don't take action, it's because of fear. When I don't send an email to someone I respect and want to collaborate with, it's because of fear. It's not because of ADHD. And I am just over it. It is so boring to repeat the same patterns over and over in your life. It's so boring. I'm just done. I'm done being afraid. I'm just done. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let go also of control. So when I started this website, it was the perfect way for me to create something without actually being seen. I am very uncomfortable being seen. And when I say being seen, I mean people actually seeing, getting me, understanding what I'm trying to do in the world and what I want from the world. And I feel like I can't control the way people perceive me. And so I've spent a lot of time hiding. Oh God, hiding. And you know, it's really tough to hide if you want to have a business, online or otherwise. You can't hide and have a business. This was such a weird experience. I actually had someone steal my ideas, my concepts once, and they actually, it was kind of ballsy. They stole my words. Like, they used my words in one of their presentations, and then they passed it off as their own. And I was initially very shocked and hurt and ashamed that I let it happen, that I had been duped. But then I realized something kind of crazy, that this person really saw me. Totally saw me, and I didn't try to control that interaction. And they noticed that I had some really good ideas. And then they wanted to try to control the outcome of my ideas and take them for themselves. And guess what? Because they were so threatened by me, obviously they perceived that I was much more powerful than even I realized. How crazy is that? But this is the lesson. You and I, we cannot control other humans, no matter how hard we try. And I think I've spent a lot of time trying to control the way other people saw me, other people's perceptions of me. You can't make someone like you, respect you, love you for sure. I mean, really, I can't make a mailing list of 4,000 people buy something for me. I can't make my 9-year-old listen to me, and he's my 9-year-old. So I decided that I'm going to stop trying to control other people and what they think of me. And I'm just going to look for ways to connect instead, to connect with the other humans in my life. And I can't do that anymore. I have to release control. I have to just be who I am and let people see me and let the cards fall where they may. Isn't that the expression? I don't know. And the cool part is I'm starting to see other people much more clearly at the same time. All right, letting go of shame. In the ADHD community, we talk about shame all the time, almost to the point where I feel like it's rolling around in it. My shame list is long. My body, my emotions, my personal aspirations, my business, my hopes, my dreams, my parenting abilities, all of it. I have a lot of shame going on in my, you know, between my ears. I do. And this is the deal. ADHD does not cause shame, but it does make it harder for us to process it. Shame is a part of life. You know, Brené Brown. Look her up if you're not sure. Shame is a part of life. So I want to ask you something. Have you ever sat down and written out exactly what you want your life to look like? It has taken me years to do this because it almost feels a little shameful to actually put it down on paper. This is what I want. This is what I want my life. the shape of my life to be. Okay, so I'm going to share it with you because I feel like, I'm going to shrug it off here. Don't need to be ashamed. First, I want to build a thriving community of women with ADHD, but it's going to be private, less than 500 members, because I know what happens there, you know, when the intimacy is lost. I want to contribute financially to my household so my husband feels more relaxed in his career. I want to be known as an ethical, accessible ADHD community and thought leader. I want to hire someone to help me clean my house twice a month and maybe once a year, someone to help me with purging and organizing. I want to take my son out of school several times a year to show him the world because I think education doesn't just happen in a classroom. I want to be able to give to the causes that I care about. And I've been shamed for this one a lot. I want to sleep till 7 a.m. each day, and I want to work out every day because I want my body to be strong and healthy. And I've been shamed a lot for talking about body image. But I don't care because I said it anyway. All right, so why does it feel so weird to put this out there? I don't know. I can't answer that question, but I can tell you that I'm just going to start doing it more. I am entitled to want things. So are you. We are entitled to take up space. We are entitled to want what we want. It's just by virtue of being human. You can want what you want. It's okay. Okay, I'm going to stop preaching. We all have people in our lives that might not be good for us or might be holding us back. So I want to encourage you to let some of that go. Let some of those people go. You might have some fears that are holding you back, fears based on the past or maybe even the future. You might be experiencing some shame and you're holding on to some shame thoughts. Think about these things. Think about what you can let go of in terms of beliefs and old patterns and people so that you can move forward. Because it really is more painful to hold on than to move on most of the time. Okay. If you like the stuff I talk about on this podcast, whether it's the expert interviews, the ADHD information, or just the one-off posts about life, you might want to check out The Enclave. It's a private group. It's off of social media. Some of us meet live. Some of us just post in the feed. We have a topic library, and it is so fun. Stick around. The fall is going to be awesome, and the ADHD conference is coming in Philadelphia. Oh my God, you have to go. If you live anywhere on the East Coast, you gotta come and hang out with us. Like I always say, we are stronger together.